ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. محترم دوستو بزرگو، whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded to do something, first things he practiced himself. Then he commanded others. May dua Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice and act upon it. Whatever actions and amal he could do, he did. He said about namaz, he did it. Roza, he did it. Hajj, he did it. Umrah, he did. Tahajjud, he did. Ishraq, he did. Charity, he did. To respect elders, he did. Shafqat, soft, raham, kind with children, he did it. All that he shown the Sahaba practically also. Practically. Certain actions, he could not do it practically. For example, to respect parents. He had no parents. No father, no mother. If his parents are alive, he should show the Sahaba how you look after your mother and father. That's why from the mouth he said so much virtue about it, more than other things. For example, respect of the parents. He said specially Westerly rahimahumullah lesson while he was present in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And me and you know the status of the companions. To become the Sahabi is a great thing. To become Sahabi is a great thing. He sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to come and see you and become Sahabi. He was Muslim. He had the iman. He went to come down and visit. When you become Sahabi, when you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the condition of iman and you die on the condition of iman.
Sahabi. He sent a message. Said, why are you not coming then to see and visit me? Said, my mother, she is very, very old. There is no one to look after her. There is no one to look after her. So I am there to look after my mother. That's why I can't travel. I can't come to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you don't have to come down here and become sahabi. You don't have to come down here and become sahabi. Look after your mother. Look after your mother. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam deprived him to become sahabi and told him, you look after your mother. But look at the status of the Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departing from this world, he said to Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Salman Farsi, whenever you see Uwais Qarni in the group of the Hajis, you go and tell him to make dua for you. Why? Why you got that state? Because the look after the mother. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رِضَ الرَّبْ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدِ سَقَطَ الرَّبْ فِي سَقَطَ الْوَالِدِ. If your parents pleased with you, then Allah pleased with you. If your parents displeased with you, then Allah is angry with you. Your ibadah is not accepted. Your namaz is not accepted. I mentioned many, many things. Even that sometimes you disrespect your parents, especially the youngsters here, disrespect your parents. You sway it, huh? Mother or father, might Allah can snatch away the iman before your death. Before your death. The famous and famous story you heard many times about Alqama. What happened? Was a pious sahabi. Sahabi, not me and you. Sahabi, dying. Final departing time. He could not say the kalma while Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is there, Umar radiallahu anhu is there. He could not utter the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they called the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his mother is still alive. Said yes, she is very very old. Go and call. She came. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, "Is your son?" Said yes, my son. Are you happy? You pleased with your son? Said no. He is a very pious, recites Quran, namaz, tahajjud, everything, but one thing, that he, what he do? Says, he give preference others than me. I'm not happy with that. So because of that, he could not utter the kalima, la ilaha illallah. In the final time, could not say the kalima. Allahu Akbar says, you forgive him. Said, no, I'm not forgiving him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, gather the sticks, we're going to burn the sahabi inside. She said, no, no, no. Don't burn my son in front of me. I'm forgiving him. When she says, I'm forgiving him, same time, he said, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So I think then he died. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he commanded, first, himself he practiced. And certain things he could not show practically. He mentioned the virtues upon virtues. Fazilat upon fazila. But you remember, Allah mentioned the many, many places in the Quran, the respect of the parents. The second is, parents. First is, Allah. Who? Allah. Then parents. To bring us in this world. We did not jump from the sky. Understand? Hame aasman se gire hain? Nahin. Hamare laane ka zariya kaun bane hain? Parents. Allah could do that. To create us without parents. But this is adatullah. He showed the entire humanity. I can create insan without mother and father like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. I can bring without father, without mother like Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. I can create without father, just mother like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He showed the people everything.
But no, adatullah and the rules of Allah, the parents and then mother give birth to the child. That is the sunnatullah. Allah's qanun and sunnah is carried on.
But in between Allah and the parents, there is one more great person.
Who is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
That he loves Muslims and Mu'mins more than his own families. Mention Allah in the Quran Kareem, An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. That Nabi loves the believers than himself. Why? Is that why? Because Rasulullah s.a.w. came in this world and he was going to come in this world. Because of him, Allah Ta'ala brought everything in this world. So he is more closer for us. That's why Rasulullah s.a.w. said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayh min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Your iman is not complete, incomplete, if you have no love more than, if you have love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than, your iman is incomplete if you don't have the love of Rasulullah more than your own parents, your own children, and more than entire humanity. Another place, min ahlihi wa malihi wa nafsihi, more than your own family, wife, parents, children, and min malihi, more than your own wealth, wa nafsihi, you love Rasulullah more than yourself. And the Sahaba show that. This hadith, look at the hadith, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. There is three kind of love. What is called the person loves somebody, which is mentioned in the hadith, muhabbat lil azmat. You love somebody because he's elder than you. Your father, grandfather, uncle, you love him. He's elder than you. He's elder than you. Min walidi. Wa waladi. Sometimes person loves because of shafqat and kindness. And you love the children. Why? Because they are smaller than you. And third thing, the person loves because of favor, ihsan. Favor. Wa nasi ajma'in. Someone favor you, then you love him. Oh, mashallah. He got lots of favor on me. He helped me every way. He did everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam favor more than everybody. In the hadith said that if you got love of Rasulullah s.a.w. more than your own parents, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is higher than everyone after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And more than your children, normally you love your children. He's more kindness. What Allah said in the Quran Kareem, bil mu'minina raufur rahim. And talking about favor, how much favor he did it in this world for us. Or just reading Malfuzat Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Shafri Saftanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned one Sahaba ikram companion was with Rasulullah s.a.w. in the battle. It was a very, very hot day. There was no water. Sahaba were thirsty. Rasulullah s.a.w. said to a Sahabi, go and find from that village one slave woman carrying a clay pot full of water. Go and bring her by me. The Sahaba ran because they were thirsty. And they found a slave woman was carrying water and going from the well to the village, back to the house of master. They went and they found her, brought her with water. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the water and he made dua. Subhanallah. He made dua the water, Allah give a lot of barakah. All the sahaba bring the water. All the sahaba, they bring the water. And the same water, more than that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her to. Give her. She went away. During the period, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fight near the villages, near villages. But that village, where she was coming and going and brought water, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not enter in that village. Us village mein Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nahi gaye. The village people, they say, what's wrong with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He's going all the villages everywhere in the battle. But we also non-Muslims, why is not coming in our village? Then they found out that one woman gave water Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't want to attack that village. Look at the favor. She gave water to the Sahaba. He was waiting that they will look at my good character and they'll come themselves. That I gave her more water. Within a few days time, the whole village people, they came and they accepted Islam. They accepted Islam. Whole village, without any fighting, without anything. If you want to find the favor, subhanallah, either you love someone because of the handsomeness or the beauty. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beauty? Handsome. Subhanallah. That Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Lawami Zulaika. Lawami Zulaika. Law ra'ayna al-habibi. La'asarna al-kulub al-yadayni. If the people saw the Zulaika and they cut their fingers, if they see the face of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should cut their heart. They should cut their heart. And the Sahaba showed that love. Now the question arises, how can you love Rasulullah more than your own children? How you come to know that? You will come to know when your child talks bad about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what you going to do? You will hit him, beat him. What's he talking? If your wife talking bad about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what you will do? You will let her talk? No. That we understood the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we got inside. The Sahaba showed like this. Hazrat Imran bin Husayn radiallahu ta'ala was narrating a hadith that al-iman, al-haya, shu'batun min al-iman. The haya haya is like a part of the iman. It's like a portion of the iman. Another sahabi was sitting there. He's a very good friend. Was sitting there. If you got haya, shame, what you do? You will get respect. You will save from the guna. He mentioned all the hikmat, wisdom. That sahabi, Imran bin Husayn, got angry. He says, I'm talking to you about hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're bringing wisdom here. You're giving preference, the wisdom, above the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not going to talk to you and stop talking to him for whole life. Because you're giving preference of the other people's speech above the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi's hadith comes first. Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abd Rabbihi. You know that. One sahabi, he saw that his child was throwing a pebble like this. What happened then? The sahabi said, stop doing that. Somebody will get hurt in the eye. This is a small pebble. Nobody will get hurt. He got so angry on his child, he said, my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that not to do that. And you said in small pebbles, you know my child from today. Stop talking to the child too. They had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, la yu'minu ahadukum. Your iman is not complete if you have love of Rasulullah not more than your parents, your family, your children, for entire humanity. Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbihi radiyallahu ta'ala, Sahabi Rasul, I mentioned to the story about him also, that he saw the Azan in his dream. I mentioned to you before. It was a very, very pious Sahabi. Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbihi. The question arises here, why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not dream himself? It should become wahi and revelation, should become hadith, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should see a dream as the Azan. Why a Sahabi saw the dream? Did you understand the question? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should see the dream, agar Rasulullah khab mein dekh lete azan ko, to better hota, bajaye Sahabi ke dekhne. Wo zyada, kya bolte hain, ki hadith ban jati, aur hadith, yahan bhi hadith hai, because Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this true. It's like a hadith se taqriri. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khud khab dekhte. تو وہ زیادہ پاورفل بن جاتا. مولانا ادریس صاحب کاندھیلوی رحمہ اللہ mentioned in his کتاب in سیرت مصطفیٰ that Allah wants that till the day of قیامت people give evidence about the ختم نبوت about رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the azan. That's why he put in the dream of the sahabi, not the رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ چاہتے تھے غلاموں کے ذریعے سے کہلواؤں کہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ. اگر نبی خود کہتے تو کہتے انہوں نے اپنی طرف سے کہا ہوگا. ایک صحابی نے خواب دیکھا اور کہلوایا ان کی زبان. And not only one person, many many صحابہ dream about it, the azan. عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was pulling his sheet and he came to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, said, یا رسول اللہ, I also dream the azan. فرمایا عبداللہ ابن زید ابن عبد ربیہی, he take over here. He got more virtue than you because he came first. Now he said to Abdullah ibn Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you tell the Bilal that the words, and he's going to give azan. The question arises here, Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbi, he dreamed he should give azan because he got this virtue. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Bilal will give azan. The mention, the normally general word in the hadith, anda sawtahu, because Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his voice more louder than Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbihi. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you just carry on say word, Hazrat Bilal will give azan. But Hazrat Maulana Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned in his taqreer Bukhari, subhanallah, he said, no, here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not do anything without the permission of وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ. Rasulullah اپنی طرف سے کوئی کام نہیں کرتے ہیں جب تک اللہ نہیں بتلاتے. یہاں اللہ کا حکم تھا. It was the commands of Allah to tell the Bilal that give azan. Why? He had lot of difficulty in the time of Makkah Mukarramah. The people beat him badly. Always he was saying, one Allah, one Allah, one Allah. Today, subhanallah, he got the pleasure life now. He got a good life. It's this time also. I am remembering my Bilal because he remembered me in the hard time. Today, the good time, I'll remember my Bilal. Tell him, this is opportunity. You will get it till the day of Qiyamah. You were calling me in the hard time, one Allah. Now you got a good life. You call me until you live in this world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We understood from here, if you remember Allah in the difficult time, Mawlana Zakariya sahab said, if the person remember Allah in the difficult time, normally what we do, some problem comes, we leave masjid, we leave recitation, Quran, everything, and we forget Allah. No, if you remember Allah in the difficult time, Allah will remember you in your good times. In your good times. So I was saying, Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbihi, he was working in his field, in his farm. And he heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He heard that in his farm. Now he said, Ya Allah, this eye you have given me to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today he departed from this world. He passed away. He passed away. I don't need this eyes now. You've given me eyes to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he's gone. I don't need this eyes. Eyesight. He made dua. Allah accepted his dua and his eyesight is gone. He became blind. Qari Saif Sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, look at the love of the Sahaba. Look at the love of the Sahaba. Either you love Allah, called Hubba Fillah wa Hubba Lillah. Hubba Fillah or Hubba Lillah. You love in Allah or you love for the sake of Allah. You love Anbiya Ikram. You love Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliya for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده من الناس أجمعين. The favor you see so much, the beauty, handsome, subhanallah. I mentioned the hadith is quoted by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Muslim in the second volume, page number 69. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day the Sahaba went in a battle and they captured a person. His name is Samama bin Athal. Samama bin Athal, he captured by the hand of the Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they brought him. He was a leader. He was a leader amongst their family, amongst their village, amongst their city. He captured, he came. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, said to Sahaba, tied him by the pillar of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masjid Nabawi was a court. Masjid Nabawi was a jail. Masjid Nabawi was like the place to spread the deen. Masjid Nabawi was a place for reading namaz, for recitation Quran, to teach the Quran. Everything was happening there. The Sahabi, one Sahabi tied him by the pillar of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Afternoon, by the evening, asr time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, leave him, tie him. When he'll see the Sahaba, companions, zikr, ibadat, namaz, good character, he's going to change himself. Those times, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sahaba, the people will see good character. Today, look at our good character. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, inna rajula layudriku bihusni khulqihi darajatan qa'ima al-layl wa sa'ima al-nahar. If you got the good character, subhanallah, because of the good character, you can reach the state of that person, qa'ima al-layl wa sa'ima al-nahar, who always read namaz, tahajjud from Isha till Fajr continuously in his whole life, and the person who fast continuously in his whole life, you can reach the state of that person because of good character. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The best believer person, who أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا, who had the good character. Look at this. Samama bin Athal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out from his house, asking him, how are you? What is the intention about Islam? You want to become Muslim? How are you? He said, if you release me, you're going to do a favor, on a person. And if you kill me, then what happened? Qatalun muntaqima. My village people will take revenge. Nabi Sassam went away. He went outside. The next day he came out. Dusre din phir nikle. He asked again, how are you? What is your intention? Third day again, he came out, he asked again, how are you? What is intention? He said same thing what he said the first time. First day, Nabi Sallam said to the Sahaba, release him. Don't want to accept Islam, release him, let him go. The Sahaba opened his hand, he went outside, he made wuzu, subhanallah. And he came in the masjid and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to become Muslim. With the looking the good character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ya Rasulullah, now always I send groceries to Makkah people from Syria. I'm going to stop today. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, I am the rahmatul lil alameen. I did not send to harm somebody. You carry on, give them whatever you're giving the disbelievers of Makkah people. Stop. Look at the favor with the believers, with non-Muslim too, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us, subhanallah, created us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at our conditions today, how much we hurt. And we had the love of Rasulullah more than our parents, more than our family, more than our wealth. If you had like this, you should not miss your namaz. You should not commit sins. You should not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You shouldn't take drugs. You shouldn't commit zina, adultery. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't backbite. Many other things. If you had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should practice on the hadith of Rasulullah, on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I recited the ayat, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is a very, very beautiful example for all of us till the day of Qiyamah. There is no one's life is example and sample for us to follow it. Only the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you practice the life of Rasulullah, you will get the love of Allah and you will get a Jannah. And this is the straight path to get Allah, to get Allah's pleasure, to get Allah's love. You have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man ahabba sunnati, whoever loved my sunnah, ahabba sunnati ahabbani, he loved me. Those who love me, he will enter with me in Jannah. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa atu da'an alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. The azan will take place and then inshallah sunnah.